Good morning. Thank you all for being here. This is a summary of the data that we all put together from the standardized test we did with the Nematode Research Committee. And I thank everyone for sending in all the data, and we'll put it all together so you can see. The objective of our committee is basically to educate growers on the detrimental effects of nematodes. So that's why we do this standardized test each year. And we do want to say thank you for the funding from Cotton Foundation and Bayer Crop Science for helping us put it all together. We worked with two nematodes this year, the reniform nematode and the root knot nematode. As you see, these are our primary ones on cotton. The green areas are the distribution of our reniform. The yellow areas have been tested and were negative, but all those clear areas have not been tested, so we have more to do. As you see, the root knot is spread out much farther than the reniform, but we tended to have more tests on our reniform than root knot this year. Okay, for our trial that we did conduct over, there were 11 different areas. We have data from 8 that came back. We all used the standardized variety, Stoneville 4946 GLB2, which is our relatively tolerant variety for nematode damage. We also compared that with Fibermax 1944 GLB2, which is rather intolerant. It always gives us a nice response to our nematicides. The ones we all tested across the board would be our insecticide standard, the Gaucho 600, which just is the insecticide. We also compared it to Timic 15G, which we're losing, but that was our old industry standard. The new one we're looking at here is Vellum Total, which we all applied as an in-furrow spray. I believe it was 18 ounces per acre, but maybe 14 to 18. And that was on top of the seed treatment Aries. We also compared this to the plain seed treatment Aries. And then our fifth treatment was a Gaucho, the insecticide, plus the flutipyran, which is the active fungicide that is in Vellum Total, just to look at those two. And the last one was an Aries seed treatment, followed by the Videc foliar spray. And I have written down here 17 ounces, but it may have been applied once or twice, depending on the different locations and how they preferred to do that application. The two nematodes were our root knot nematode, Meloidogon incognita. The tests for those were in Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. The reniform nematode, as seen here with this female, was tested in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Standard protocol, randomized complete block, 4 to 5 replications, 9 locations that we do have data together for. We did all sample for at-plant samples. We have that 30 to 60 day window after planting and harvest samples. We did the stands or plant survival at 30 days with vigor ratings and yield. And for our nice statistics, so you have it all for you. We looked at this, taking out the probabilities. So we have here, we have a variety effect and the nematicide effect and that interaction between the two. And last year we had a significant interaction between those two, but you notice this year, none of those factors are significant. So just we have for the statistics, we looked at the variety and nematode, their interaction, but our random state, we worked this out to where location was random. So combining them all together, we made that random within location with reps, and this is our random statement we used for the error term. So going here, we're looking at our stand, our vigor, our nematode numbers, and yield. And you'll notice the nematicide affected our vigor, our nematode numbers, and our yield, while the variety was affected also only by yield. So that's what we found this year. So to get each time, I'll show you. This is a stand, Stoneville 4946, Fibermax 1944. And this is, I standardize this across all of us, is plants per foot of row. So you notice they're identical. So these varieties across the belt this time did all but identical, same stand. Nematicides as well. We have our nematicides down the bottom, stand per foot of row here, and you notice there's no significant differences. They're all but identical. So we had very little problems with seedling disease this year, and it did not affect our stand at all. These are our vigor ratings we have. And again, the varieties are on the left, and you notice they're all but identical. No significant differences there. So both varieties behave very well for vigor ratings this year. Our nematicide vigor ratings, we did see differences though. So down here in the bottom, and we added the letters so you can see, Timic increased vigor, Vellum Total plus Aries looked just as good as Timic when it came to the vigor ratings. These were followed, and these are significantly similar with Aries with Vidate, and are all different from our Gaucho. Although notice that all of our nematicides did have better vigors, but only the three with the A's are better than the Gaucho. So the Timic, the Vellum Total, and the Ares plus the Vidate all looked equally good compared to the Gaucho. Nematode populations, and these are all put together, Reniform and Root Knot, there were no significant differences between variety, although we know Fibromax is a better host than the Stoneville is. And we did see 20% fewer nematodes, and I have the populations here, although it is not significantly different, but we always see that trend lower numbers. Now for our nematicides, on the other hand, if we see here, you notice this is our Gaucho, had very high numbers, the Timic and the Vellum Total, significantly lower compared to Gaucho. That was 54% lower numbers of nematodes with that Vellum Total. It looked very good. But also notice, as we look across, the four of these nematicides also reduced numbers, but only this one was significant to the Gaucho. We also may notice that you see this Gaucho with Flutipyram was also lower, not significantly from either, but just a lower number there. And to note here, most of these nematode numbers, the Ares plus the Vidate, were taken as the Vidate was applied, so that doesn't take into consideration the Vidate application. Our seed cotton yields. Now, this is the important part. We have significance on everything. Stoneville, which had lower numbers, has higher yield. It was a 5% increase. That was 163 pounds, and this is seed cotton, but it was significant over the entire belt. Fibromax had a lower yield, and that was significant between the two. When we look to our nematicides, we also saw significances there. This is our Vellum Total plus the Ares, significantly higher than our Gaucho, as was our Timic. And if we also look on down, we see this Gaucho Flutipyram also increased yields. It's not significantly different from Timic, from the Gaucho, but you can see it's similar to all of those. But note the Vellum Total over all test plots was 273 pounds of increase here. Now these are least mean squares. And Timic was also 224 pounds. So these two are very comparable, which is nice to see. The Gaucho plus the Flutipyram was 141. That's not significant, but that still is a numerical increase. So to look at these possible correlations, in this chart you're looking at your yields versus your nematode numbers on the line. So I did all possible correlations looking at that. And nematode numbers at the 30 to 60 days were highly significant, correlating. That interesting here, I put that in, 35% of the variation in cotton stands. So if we had higher numbers of cotton stand out there, we had higher numbers of nematodes. That makes sense. But yield is the one that matters here. We lost 28% of our yield varied with our nematode numbers. So the higher the number of nematodes, we saw a 20% reduction in yield. That was significant. The vigor was only a 1% difference, so I was surprised it wasn't higher, but the yield was right there as expected. And notice those lines go down, the yields go up. So that did work out across the entire cotton belt. And just so you can see the populations overall, we have here our Gaucho, our Timic in the colors, the Vellum Total with Ares, Gaucho with the Flutipyran, and the Ares with the Vidate. So these are the nematode numbers. So you see high nematode numbers here in Alabama with the Reniform. Louisiana, you guys win with your Reniform. Gary's right behind you with the Mississippi Reniform numbers. And then Virginia. So I was surprised on Virginia numbers being. But those are the numbers that we got over all locations for all treatments. And these are the yields across the board. So you see yields were similar for everyone. The lowest came in the Alabama Reniform site. But we had similar yields across all locations there that you can see. And just for a visual summary, yield increases of 10% were seen with the Vellum Total in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Virginia. So that's the comparison of the blue with the green here. But notice in Alabama Reniform, that was a 40% increase, which really affected the yields across all of those. But that's consistent. And these numbers are not the least mean squares. These are just my averages I put in just to make a visual. If you put Gaucho to zero and subtract everything at the Gaucho out, we got the 275 pounds from Timic, the 321 from the Vellum Total. That was good. Followed by the Gaucho Flutipyram at 147. So that was very good effectiveness, and this looks very good for the next years. And just because we have Alabama in a few more minutes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. This shows you our Reniform plot, which looks so good, so I had to bring this out. This is the yield, and these are the nematode numbers. So see high numbers, low yield. High yield, low numbers. Isn't that wonderful? We don't get that all the time. Look at the number reduction from the vellum totem. Yes, we don't get this. So you guys got to look. High yield, low numbers. You notice here the lower yield, we had higher numbers. And here it worked perfectly as we went across. So that looks very good. And that was the reniform field. The same pattern that happened in the root knot field. So you see the higher numbers here, low numbers. Timic, vellum total, reduce those numbers. And here, the flutipyrin combination, really reduced numbers. Yields were not significant in this yield. They were all in this field, they were all the same because we had some great irrigation going on and we didn't have as much stress. But you can still see that reduction in nematode numbers was consistent across those treatments. We did play with a drone this year, and this test was right here in the field. We're going to do some more because I tried to put it up to where you could actually label the treatments, and we're not directed exactly. But you can see this is that vellum total trial versus some of our other trials. You can see that damage from that drone. So we're going to play more with that this next year. And I do want to say thank you for everybody for sending in their data. I know I can pester you all greatly trying to get the information so I can get it analyzed, but I do appreciate it, sending it in. And I also wanted to say thank you to Ping, who is a new postdoc in the department who analyzed and helped me work on the SAS, who was really good and did a lot for us that way. So thank you all for your help in getting this together.